You learn to use the needle to actually increase the high, because you can pull it back and push it in and pull it back and push. And every time you do that, you get this warm rush through your body. Heating it up, making sure it's clean, putting the strap around your arm, finding a vein. I mean, that's all part of like a ritual. I was addicted to heroin. But I went into Synanon on October 1st, 1972. And that was the last day I've ever used drugs.
You're probably wondering, what exactly is Synanon? And I guess it really all depends on who you ask. Some people would tell you that it's the reason they're still alive.
They took me down to the police station. As soon as they put me in a cell, I took off my blue jeans and I hung myself. Synanon saved my life.
To people like my mom, it was a cutting-edge social experiment.
I thought it was utopia.
To many people, it was a religion. To others, it was a revolution. But almost everyone will tell you that what it became was a violent cult.
They had the shotgun out the window, and I grabbed the shotgun, and I said to the guy, I'm gonna take your own shotgun and shoot your fucking head off. Don't mess with Synanon people.
The truth is that at various times, it was all of those things. But before it was any of those things, it was only one person. The founder of Synanon, a man named Charles E. Diedrich, who most people called Chuck.
Many, many thousands of people are indebted to Synanon, and I have no way of being responsible for what they might do.
Chuck founded Synanon as a first-of-its-kind drug rehab with a radical claim. He could cure your addiction.
I'm quite convinced that he actually knows more about me than I know about myself.
Then Chuck made an even more radical claim. He could cure any of your problems. All you had to do was move in.
With success came others who simply sought a different way of life.
And wherever Chuck went, his people followed.
I think that he could lead people anywhere that he wanted to. He's that forceful a human being.
But Chuck was leading his followers down a path of destruction.
And they brought the guys back and they shaved their heads. And I thought, God damn. You know, that's out of control.
You had people being beaten up in Synanon and outside of Synanon, and then the guns, and it went fucking crazy.
To my father, Synanon was the group he owed everything to, and they tried to make him pay with his life.
We never start anything. We never do and never have. But nobody is going to mess with us. Nobody.
This is the story of Synanon, in a way it's never been told, from the inside out, by those of us who are finally ready to talk about it. Like me, my name is Sari Crawford. Listen to The Sunshine Place, a creation and presentation of C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Executive produced with Susan Downey and Robert Downey Jr. Available for free now, wherever you get your podcasts.